Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jake Butt, who played tight end at Michigan for Jim Harbaugh for several years and is an excellent analyst on the Big Ten Network. He was in College Park on Saturday calling the Maryland-Washington game. We've not talked about the Terps blowing a 20-0 lead and losing to Washington, who scored 24 unanswered over the final 18 and a half minutes of the game. Crushing loss for Terp fans like me. Jake Butt was on the call. He'll be my guest later on this hour, and we'll get a chance to talk about the Maryland loss. Devastating loss for sure. All right, so let me just make sure everybody understands. Tennessee came back and won that game. When Amari DiMarcado runs 71 yards, by the way, he slows down before he gets to the goal line, and then the ball starts to drop before he's crossed the goal line. It was actually very close. If you watch that play, it was close to a touchdown. But still, I mean, coaching point, hello, how many of these can we show? Ball stays in hand, tucked away, full speed over the goal line until you see the referee's hands up in the air signaling touchdown and a whistle blows ending the play. It just can't happen. Can it? It will. It'll continue to happen. And it really is, it leads to a lot of stereotypical comments about athletes and football players in particular and their intellect for sure. So after this play, Jonathan Gannon, the Arizona coach, and after they lost the game, 21. By the way, it was still 28-3 in the moment. 21-3 in the moment. They then lost the game 22-21 with that crazy interception, fumble, and Tennessee touchdown. Cam Ward, just as an aside, led a very impressive game-winning drive. They needed a field goal, 11 plays, 71 yards in under 2 minutes, and they were able to send Joey Sly out for a 29-yard field goal to win it. You know, Cam Ward, I think he's got some talent, man. It's been rough. They do not have a good team around him, that is for sure. But anyway, Jonathan Gannon, if you've seen it on social media, you've seen it. If you haven't, it's all over the place. There is an exchange between Gannon and DiMarcado where Gannon is ripping into him. He is incensed, as any head coach would be. But he legitimately puts his hands on him. You know, there is a bit of a lean-in elbow, first of all, and as he berates him and then walks away, he sort of swings the right part of his hand and elbow and seems to make contact with the player. The player is being embraced by one of their offensive linemen, clearly crushed and devastated after the play. Well, yesterday, Jonathan Gannon addressed the sideline berating of DiMarcado, and he said this.
I didn't see the video, David, but I actually I woke up this morning and didn't feel great about it, honestly. And so in the team meeting, I addressed it. I apologized to Omari, apologized to the team. And I just told him I kind of let the moment of what happened get the better of me there. Obviously, like I try to be emotionally stable and calm because my job is to solve problems when during a game and kind of lead the charge on that. So it's not really who I am, who I want to be, and I told the guys that today. So it's a mistake by me, and it's just like everybody in there. everybody made some type of mistake yesterday, which is, you know, culminates to why we didn't win the game. And we can't let it happen.
Happen again. And that was it. So my reaction to watching that apology, and I saw it early this morning, is number one, I don't know anything about Jonathan Gannon, honestly, you know, other than he was in Philadelphia, you know, like Shane Steichen was, and they both ended up getting head coaching jobs off of that Super Bowl season in which they lost the Super Bowl. I felt it to be very genuine, number one. Number two is, did he need to apologize? We've seen, you know, coaches berate players many times for mistakes or for whatever. This was not a Bobby Knight choking out Neil Reed situation. The contact was minimal, but it was angry. It certainly appeared to be. The league could fine him, by the way, and apparently they are going to investigate the incident. But number one was, I think it came off for me as genuine. And I think what was really important about what he said is that he apologized to the team first. A lot of times you'll see, and I think it's a big mistake, when coaches or players, you know, apologize, you know, via social media or via media in general before they've actually apologized to the person or to the team. And he did that first and then made it aware publicly that he had done that. So,
hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah, you're seeing exactly, you know, what why it's not outside of Cleveland, you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Look, I tend to skew old school on a lot of this stuff, and I don't think there's enough discipline in a lot of these situations. But I will say this, two things. Number one, that is an emotional moment where you can't put hands on somebody. Okay? You just can't anymore. It's first of all, little bit surprised that maybe there wasn't a reaction to him by some of the other players or even by DeMarcado, but he was so devastated or appeared to be in the moment. The other thing is, it may have made the head coach and the leader of the team feel good in the moment, but, you know, ultimately it was kind of a no-win situation because the player was despondent, appeared to be despondent on the sideline. And that's one of those where either you leave it alone or you address the player in the moment saying, it's a mistake, we got more game to play, it's 21-3, it's about the solution now, not about the blame. Let's figure out the solution, get yourself together. You know, you may be called on to participate in this game again. And then the teaching moment comes later, maybe not in the moment. I know that a lot of people are going to say, he didn't need to apologize for that. That kid made the biggest bonehead, dumb play that players make in sports now. I think that play is at the top of the list of the dumbest things we see in sports. Dumb. And it's dumb because there have been thousands, not thousands, hundreds at this point of teaching moments, pro, college, high school. There is plenty of, and there has been, there's no way DeMarcado or, you know, the player last week, Mitchell, in Indianapolis, there's no way they haven't sat in a meeting at this point as football players and not had a coach say, see this? Don't do it. It's costly. It costs you a touchdown. It costs the team a touchdown. It costs us an opportunity to win games. And by the way, at the professional level and at the college level, it costs people jobs. Arizona should be 3-2. And instead, they're 2-3 and reeling with a situation in which a coach lost his mind and made contact with a player on the sideline. Can't happen, but it does. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. Do you think Gannon needed to apologize for that? Or is it okay for a coach to lose his mind after presumably they have given these players multiple teaching moments about this? By the way, it was Mitchell last week, and there was another earlier in the season that we had dropping the ball before the goal line. It's the second time it's happened in the NFL this year. And it cost the Colts a win last week, and it cost ultimately the Cardinals a win on Sunday. 301-230-0980. I'm curious as to whether or not you think Jonathan Gannon needed to apologize. My answer to this is, yeah, certainly to his team. Whether or not he needed to go public with it or not, I don't know, maybe. But certainly to the player and to his team for putting hands on him. I don't think you have to apologize for losing your mind in the moment, even though you are the head coach, over something like that. Especially off of last week, where I have to think every team in the league showed their team once again, hey guys, it happened again. Happened again last week. The Colts, in a game against the Rams, great football game. You know, the entire game, we're fighting our asses off, and Adonai Mitchell is off to a 75-yard touchdown, and he drops the ball, and it goes through the end zone for a touchback. 301-230-0980 if you want to weigh in. Did Jonathan Gannon, the Arizona head coach, need to apologize for the berating of the player, DeMarcado, on the sideline? And, yeah, putting hands on him. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and theteam980.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.